After more than two decades acting on stage and in film, fame has caught up with Felicity Huffman. She's won an Emmy and a Golden Globe for her role as a mother on the brink in the hit TV series Desperate Housewives. And she's received her first Oscar nomination this year for the film Transamerica, a role in which Huffman faced a particular challenge. She's a woman playing a man who's determined to become a woman.
Do you consider yourself a happy person?
Yes. I will be.
Miss Osborne, there's no such thing as a right answer in this office.
Yes, I'm a very happy person.
How can I help you if you won't be honest with me?
You can sign that consent form, please.
The American
I think the first thing that hooked me was the story. I thought it would be possibly an issue movie. And I thought, oh, okay, so transgendered people are individuals too. Yay, and what are we going to do with the other 120 minutes?
Huffman said she was drawn to the script by the first-time writer and director Duncan Tucker because she could easily relate to a character who was so uncomfortable in her own skin. In the film, Bree Osborne is a transsexual who's forced to re-examine her life and her family ties after discovering she has a long-lost son. Bree travels cross-country to meet the teenage boy but can't bear to tell him who she really is. She struggles with new aspects of her developing femininity and growing maternal urges. You can hear her roller coaster of emotions when she's on the phone with her therapist and discovers her son making out with a teenaged girl in public. Bree interrupts them and demands to meet his new friend.
This is Taylor.
It's nice to meet you, Taylor.
What's going on here? Come on. Your mother's waiting for you in the car. You better watch out he doesn't get some poor innocent girl in trouble.
You better watch out she doesn't end up ruining some poor innocent boy's life.
You, go wait for me at the table.
Margaret, I really don't think I am cut out to be a mother.
Your character actually sort of breaks open a lot of the assumptions that people have about transgendered people. She's not flamboyant. She is playing a church lady, but that role really does sort of fit her. She's very prim.
She's like your old spinster aunt, you know, who's very proper and has antimacassars on her chair.
And likes lavender.
And likes lavender because it's the color of transformation. Duncan wrote her that way. She's highly educated, very proper. She wants everyone to speak the King's English, as they say. And she likes a well-ordered world.
Felicity, as a woman, you had to study femininity as if it were a foreign concept. You said it's almost like studying a foreign language for you. Mm-hmm. In the process, did it change your views of womanhood?
I don't think it changed my views of maternal bonding, because parenting is parenting. I certainly know it comes in many different shapes and sizes, and male, female. But femininity, yes, it did, and I realize how much of what I attribute to being a woman is just hormonal. And that if I started taking testosterone, just testosterone, not a sexual reassignment surgery, just testosterone, that I would experience the world very differently. In one of the many books I read of biographies and autobiographies about transgendered people, they talk about when you're a guy, it feels like you're sort of an aircraft carrier going through the ocean, you know, boom, 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 you know, and the waves break, but you're on a steady line going forward. And 6 months or a year into the hormone suddenly, and they said, it feels like you're in this little rowboat, and the waves come and you go up, and then you go down. And then you go up and you're very affected by the world around you. And, you know, as a guy, they'd say, you know, I'd have a disagreement with a coworker and, you know, I'd leave it behind and go on with my day. And then a year later, I'd have a disagreement with my coworker and it would stay with me and I would have to go over it and I would have to talk to friends about it and it would deeply upset me. So that interests me, that so much of it is just hormonal, that I take to be a deeply ingrained personality trait.
Huffman, who's usually luminous on film, adopted a washed-out look, a new body language, and a deeper, almost hollow voice in Transamerica. But her breakout role in the series Desperate Housewives was like tearing a page from her own life as a mother running, or at least trying to run, a household full of rambunctious young children. Huffman found a soulmate in the character Lynette Scavo, a woman who feels judged by everyone, including the cop who pulls her over because her kids have taken their seatbelts off and are bouncing like basketballs in her back seat. The officer says she's not doing her job, and that pushes the wrong button.
You saying I'm a bad mother?
Ma'am, you need to get back in your car, please.
I have no help. My husband's always away on business.
I'm going to have to ask you to step back now.
My babysitter joined the witness relocation program. I haven't slept through the night in 6 years. And for you to stand there and judge me.
Okay. I'm not going to give you a ticket. Just going to let you off. Don't worry.
I accept your apology.
How close is Lynette and her world, particularly her world as a mother, to your experience?
I would say fairly close, and that's the reason why I wanted to take the part. Because my experience of motherhood, and I haven't been shy about this, has been that it's incredibly difficult and bewildering and frustrating and a lot of times not fun. And I feel like I move through failure to failure, and I'm overwhelmed all the time, and you lose sense of who you used to be. So what I loved about Lynette is she's out there with it. You know, she's, particularly the first season, she's losing her mind and looking like hell and moving through guilt and failure. And that's what appealed to me, is that finally those people, finally myself, that I felt ashamed of my experience, that it was out there on TV, you know.
Do you feel empowered in that sense that you can bring into the sunshine things that women don't talk about, even with their best friends, for the fear that they'll be viewed as a bad mother, or maybe it will be used against them at some point?
Or they use it against themselves.
Mm.
I actually don't feel empowered, but it does to a small degree lessen the shame I feel of my experience of motherhood. You know, I'm ashamed that there are many people out there who also go through it with great balance and great equanimity and harmony. And I deeply wish I was one of those people. I think it is the hardest job in the world. And I know people will go, oh, come on. But it's easier to run a Fortune 500 company than raise children.
Felicity Huffman, it's been great talking to you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was a thrill.
Felicity Huffman, one of the four Desperate Housewives. She's up for an Academy Award as Best Actress for her work in the film Transamerica.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.